Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 15 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live this week from high atop the magnificent Altoona Motor Hotel, overlooking the twinkling lights of the Magic City. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. I'll be spinning a few requests tonight and marking the next week's musical birthdays and passings. For those of you planning to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast, which will run through the night beginning right after the live show.
Atop the magnificent Altoona Motor Hotel, overlooking the twinkling lights of the Magic City, the WBR Network proudly presents the light and lilting sounds of your favorite music makers for your listening, dancing, and romancing pleasure. Good evening, America. This is smiling Eddie Fatuzzi speaking to you from downtown Altoona, where we've got toe-tapping, hand-clapping, finger-snapping speed melodies designed to help you forget the cares of the day. Music from one of the world's great motor hotels that will soothe the savage beats, warm the heart, and tickle the toesies. Songs of love and laughter, joy and tears. Here, while the lights of the city shine below, we proudly offer you the music of today and yesterday, singable, danceable music. And now to get our program off and running, here are some soft and subtle sounds.
Rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them.
Yes, Plymouth Rock would land on them, and Eddie Patuzzi is going to have to excuse himself and go take care of other business while I handle everything right here at the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Studios, including thanking this week's sponsor. Yes, we have a sponsor this week. This week our sponsor is Hinky Dinky Supermarkets.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
And, you know, it's been a few weeks since we've had a supermarket or grocery song, and I just discovered recently, due to my inattentiveness, that the latest album by the boss, Mr. Bruce Springsteen, features a supermarket song. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I'm not saying it's the greatest thing he ever wrote, but it is about supermarkets. So let's give a listen to Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band performing Queen of the Supermarket.
There's a wonderful world where desire, and everything you've longed for is at your fingertips, where the bittersweet taste of life is at your lips, where aisles and aisles of dreams await you, and the cool promise of ecstasy fills the air. At the end of each working day, she's waiting there. I'm in love with the queen of the supermarket. As the evening sky turns blue, a dream awaits in aisle number two. With my shopping cart, I move through the heart of a sea of fools. she bags the groceries, her eyes so bored, and sure she's unobserved.
You know, I'm finding myself somewhere between, you know, being delighted to have found another supermarket song and the overriding sense that Bruce has just run out of things to write about. Yeah, that was Queen of the Supermarket, and that was The Boss. And we'll get to a few of this week's birthdays, starting with those that we celebrate today. Today is the birthday of Lester Young, the great jazz musician. He was born 100 years ago today, and sorry, I didn't pull any Lester to play for you, but happy 100th birthday to Lester Young on whatever bandstand you are currently setting the tone. And British singer Tommy Sands was born on this date in 1937. And Daryl Dragon, better known as the Captain of Captain and Tennille, was born on this date in 1942. And we'll also mention that tomorrow is the birthday. It'll be 110 years ago tomorrow, Charles Boyer was born. And yes, he was a great singer and a great recording artist, as was David Soul, who was born in 1943. That's David Soul, Hutch of Starsky and Hutch fame, and the brilliant vocalist responsible for such classics as Black Bean Soup, which you'll have to turn into Rory Radio one day if you ever want to find out just how great that song is. We'll be talking about some troubles that people have been coping with this week shortly. We'll pause at this moment to think about your troubles. You think you've got troubles? Buddy, I got troubles. Everybody's got troubles. There's an old Yiddish proverb that says, if everybody threw their troubles into a pile in the middle of the room, we'd all take our own back. I don't know if that's true or not, but this is Harry Nilsson singing Think About Your Troubles.
Sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea and think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current. Then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old he decomposed you. Do, do. He died to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows that when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to. As soon as salty water,
not too good for drinking,
'cause it tastes just like a teardrop. Which is just about to bubble.
I gotta say, that's just one of the best songs there is. I love that. I haven't played any Pied Pipers in the past. Pardon me for that procrastination. One of these days we'll have a show that features a tribute to great close harmony groups of a variety of eras. Close harmony is something I find pretty amazing. I mean, harmony's nice, harmony's great. You know, there's all kinds of great harmony groups, but close harmony, those really tight intervals, I don't know how they do it. I was watching an episode of Burns and Allen the other night on television, and he had a segment on there by a group called the Skylarks, and it just seems supernatural to me. So this is the Pied Pipers, and this is Ockle Baby Dockle.
Ockle baby dockle, like a baby you. If you ockle baby dockle, like a me. Ockle baby dockle, like a huggle you. If you ockle baby dockle, huggle me. Ockle baby dockle, like a kissle you. If you ockle baby dockle, kissle me. Ockle baby dockle, like a tender you. If you ockle baby dockle, tenderly. If your love words won't come out when you got a lot to say,
talk to the one you're mad about in the ockle baby dockle way.
Say, ockle baby dockle, like a love of you. If you ockle baby dockle, love of me. Ockle baby dockle, like a marry you. If you ockle baby dockle, marry me.
Thank you. Effie vola, oka volba, veba, veta voka volla, vaika volma ve.
Oko baby doko, Iko Iko huggle you.
La Effie vola, voka volba, veba, veta voka volha, voka volma ve.
If your love words won't come out when you got a lot to say,
talk to the one you're mad about
in the Oka baby doka way. Oka baby doka like a love of you. If your Oka baby doka love of me, Oka baby doka like a marry you. Like a you. You can like a me. I can like a huggle you. If you like a kiss you too, baby I love ya. Oka baby doka marry me.
See what I mean? That's just supernatural stuff. I like that. You know, we'll get back to the birthdays right now. And I'm not going to play anything featuring Sterling Morrison. He was a guitar player and a member, original member of the Velvet Underground. But it's worth noting this week that his birthday is coming up on the 29th in a couple days, August 29th. He was born in 1942. But in 2004, he died on August 30th at the age of 53 from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that's got to be pretty weird to make it just a day past your birthday and then check out. It's also on the 29th, it'll be the birthday, or would have been the birthday, of that banana Michael Jackson who left us recently. He was born in 1958. And also on August 29th, it would have been the birthday of Dinah Washington, who was born in 1924. And here she is singing about Sterling Morrison passing away shortly after his birthday. This is her biggest hit, What a Difference a Day Makes.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours bought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine. A day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Yes, and the difference is Hugh. You know, I alluded earlier to that we'd be talking about troubles. People have faced some troubles this week. And I have a feeling that among my listeners this evening is my mentor and role model, Mr. Rory Borealis, and it couldn't be more fortuitous because what I'm about to speak of is something that he and myself can personally relate to in a very intimate matter. Yeah, that's exactly. And my father, who is tuned in for some reason twice this evening, spent this last week, he's still going through the medical aftermath of his first kidney stone. And, you know, all I could say is that I wished I'd waited till I was almost 71 years old to have my first kidney stone, and I'm sure Rory feels the same way. But as a dedication to my father, I wanted to play something in honor of his, dare I say, milestone. And this is the Jimi Hendrix Experience. That's my best wishes for myself and Rory and my father and all my listeners to always stay stone free. Stay stone free, brother. Stay strong. And we're going to get back to some more birthdays in a while, but we're going to talk about some late breaking passings, some musical folks we lost during the last week. Back on August 20th, Larry Nechtel, who was a great Los Angeles studio musician, a keyboard player, passed away, and he was a founding member of the group Bread, which I don't care if you laugh at me, but I like Bread. As a matter of fact, they were the first band I ever saw in concert back in 1972, and I remember that vaguely, but fondly. And I wanted to pick out a Bread song that showed Larry Nechtel off to advantage. And this is a song that features prominent piano by Larry, and this is London Bridge.
I know the times are hard to bear. It's hard to find someone to really care. But before I went down and out, here's what I used to think about. Think about London Bridge was always falling down, but there it stood within the heart of town, reminding everyone of life behind and life to come. The changes taking place are everywhere. The centuries past have nothing to compare. Where the stand, where the trip and fall. Watch the writing on the wall. On the wall.
I'm pretty sure that we can blame Larry for that 1973 cheeseball synthesizer part on that recording as well. I'm sure that sounded really cool to everybody back in that that era, but, you know, it hasn't worn well, has it? Also passing away this week, on the 21st, we lost John E. Carter, a terrific singer, great tenor, who was a member of a couple of seminal doo-wop groups, vocal groups of the 50s, 60s, and on into the 70s. As a matter of fact, he was a founding member of the Flamingos, and then later joined the Dells. And once he joined the Dells, he was a member of the Dells for decades and decades. Not only did they have a lot of hits as the Dells, but the Dells were also the backing vocalists on a lot of recordings, and live on stage with Dinah Washington as well. And they were also the male vocal ensemble that Ray Charles, after about 1966, used as often as possible, and took them on tour as male backup singers as well. Johnny Carter, I don't know, he was really old, so it was probably a skiing accident or skydiving or something. I'm not I haven't got that Wikipedia page up in front of me. We need a little. Oh, where is that dang old song? Well, we're going to listen to a song by the Flamingos first. I think later on we'll get to something by the Dells. This is a song that Johnny Carter wrote. It was not the first hit by the Flamingos or their biggest, but it's a pretty remarkable piece of writing, recording, singing, whatnot. This is Golden Teardrops for your enjoyment. The Cubs are now 9 games out of first place, and they're 7.5 back in the wild card race. And today, losing to the Washington Nationals, they gave up 2 out of 3 in a series at home in Wrigley Field against one of the worst teams in all of baseball. That's not an easy thing to do. I missed the game, but I no longer have any trouble picturing the Cubs losing in my mind's eye. And if it, I'm not sure why I keep watching, except that I've paid for the game, so, you know, What the hell? This request has been in the queue for quite some time. It's a request that my father made, and he's his memory, I don't think, is serving him really, really well on this. He said this was the biggest thing going in the dorm during his freshman year at the University of Pennsylvania. And his freshman year, I think, was 1957. This was a big hit for the Weavers in 1950. And 7 years later, it was probably pretty well off the radar. I have no doubt that there wasn't some kid on his floor that had a copy of this and probably played it all the time. And the trick of the mind is that, wow, that was just, you know, a ubiquitous thing in 1957. But it really wasn't. I could not find any version of it anywhere that featured the description that my dad made of the combination of Hebrew and English in the same song, although I think I found recordings of it by other people that do that. This is the actual hit record from 1950. This is the Weavers being backed by Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra in what was probably the Weavers' biggest hit. This is Tzena, 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 the Israeli folk song, and I hope you enjoy it.
Tzena, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzena, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tzena, tzena, join the celebration, there'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Tzena, tzena, bump and dance the hora, one, two, three, four. All the boys will envy me for tzena, tzena. When the band is playing, my heart saying, tzena, tzena, tzena.
Tzena, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzena, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tzena, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzena, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tzena, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzena, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tzena, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzena, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tzena, 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 join the celebration, there'll be people there from every single nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing, dancing.
A couple of things worth mentioning about Tzena, Tzena, Tzena is that, of course, that was National Treasure Pete Seeger singing as a member of the Weavers and playing banjo on that, who we recently lost. You probably recognized his voice. The other thing is that the song has a certain kinship with Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous, a song with which we're all very familiar, in that, and when I say that somebody's mistaken about something they've told me about a song, believe me, I don't say that lightly. I do my homework, I do my research, I look and I look and I look, and what I found were accurate English translations of the original Hebrew song. The lyrics we just heard bear almost no resemblance to an accurate translation of the actual Hebrew song. The original song is very sexist. It's very... The original song is basically a plea to this girl, Tzena, to go, shall we say, be very nice to these soldiers marching off to fight, because they're fighting for us and they may not be coming back. And I do mean be very, very nice to them. It's not about let's go folk dancing. It's about go be nice to those guys. So anyway, I would like to find an English language version of the song that uses an accurate translation, because I found that really interesting. And that also might be a lot more entertaining. Who knows? So where are we in the proceedings? We were talking about, let me get back to my notes here. Yes, I use notes. We talked about a couple of recent passings. We're going to get back to a couple of birthdays. Where did we leave off? We left off on the 29th. On August 30th, we will celebrate what would be the would have been the 90th birthdays of country legend Kitty Wells. In 1935, John Phillips, Papa John Phillips, the founder of the Mamas and the Papas, the guy that put that all together and was responsible for those vocal arrangements, was born. In 1947, and I'll have to take my word for it, that she was a singer. Peggy Lipton of Mod Squad fame was born in 1947, and Robert Crumb, the cartoonist Crumb fame, was born in 1943. And I had some music ready to play from Robert Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders, but I put it in the wrong place, and I can't put my hands on it right now. So I promise you some R. Crumb on a future broadcast. On the 31st, another recording legend, Buddy Hackett, would have celebrated his birthday. He was born in 1924. And somebody that my father will appreciate this birthday. In 1945, Itzhak Perlman was born, and he will be celebrating, what does that make it, his 64th birthday. And that brings us almost full circle. It's in 1945, on the same day that Itzhak Perlman was born, this gentleman was also born, and we're going to celebrate his birthday and make another humorous reference to my father's geology with this song by Van Morrison. Happy birthday this week, Van, and It Stoned Me.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. Yet it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. And it stoned. And the rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver grinned and he dropped us up the road. And we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Yeah, that stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that stoned me. Yeah, that stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. Yeah, that stoned. Getting dry. that we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Well, he lived all alone in his own little home with a great big gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you, and he said, hey, there you are. Oh, the water. Get myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like Jelly Roll. Yet it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like going home. Yet it stung.
Van the Man, born this coming week on, what did I say it was? It's 1945, on the 31st of this month. We have one more recent passing, someone that we lost just yesterday to wish a Vaya con Dios to, and that's the storied singer, all right, well, she was a singer, but she wasn't really known as a singer. She was known as a songwriter. Ellie Greenwich, often paired with Jeff Berry, her one-time husband, as a songwriter, and their work with and without Mr. Phil Spector. Ellie passed away yesterday, and what she passed away of? I don't know what she died of. She died of death. She's no longer with us. Her heart stopped. And let's just listen to something that she was responsible for. She wrote this with Jeff Berry after their divorce, and because their songwriting partnership continued after that, and with Phil Spector. And this is Ike and Tina Turner, River Deep, Mountain High, in honor of Ellie, who will be missed.
Half a mile from the county fair.
Hey.
The rain came pouring down.
Okay. That's my second mistake. Ever. Let's try this again.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll.
hello, honey, ho, hey, do. I never learned to spell, at least not well. Ich, ni, san, shi, go, log, shich. I never learned to count a great amount. But my busy mind is burning to use what learning I've got. I won't waste any time, I'll strike while the iron is hot. If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend. How to make two lovers.
That was, of course, I Could Write a Book, and that was sung by Miyoshi Umeki. And that brings us around to this week's passings, or the anniversaries of passing. She didn't pass away this week. She passed away in 1978. Miyoshi Umeki was a recording star in Japan before she came to the United States. And she's best remembered over here as playing the housekeeper, Mrs. Livingston, on the television series The Courtship of Eddie's Father. But she's also the Tony-nominated actress from the original Broadway cast of Flower Drum Song, and she reprised that role in the motion picture. And that was an example of something that she was known for with the records that she made in Japan, which is that she sang the lyrics in a mix of English and Japanese. And she passed away on the 28th. Backing up just a hair, well, on the 27th, which is today, which is the anniversary of the passing of Beatles manager Brian Epstein and blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan. And we mentioned Miyoshi, and the 29th, day after tomorrow, is the anniversary of the passing of one of my favorite recording artists. And old friends of mine will know that I'm simply devoted to the music of this gentleman. This is one of my favorite songs by singer Lee Marvin, who also, I guess, did some acting, I'm told. This is from the original cast recording of Paint Your Wagon. Rory, this is dedicated to you. This is a staple of longstanding on Rory's program, and this is Wandering Star. Thank you.
I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. In hello, heaven is goodbye forever. It's time for me to go. I was born under a wandering star.
Prisoner and the plains can make you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true.
To heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you'll know where I will be. I was born under a wandering star.
Well, it's 9:30, folks, and I've just made an executive decision. And if any of you have any appointments to keep, I'll understand. But we're going to go a little long tonight. I got a few more songs I'd like to play for you and listen to myself. So I'm going to do so because there's nobody coming along next to kick me out of the studio. I have it, excuse me, for as long as I need it. Wrapping up this week's passings or this week's death threats, depending on how you look at it, I mentioned that on August 30th we marked the passing of Sterling Morrison, and skipping ahead on September 2nd, we will bow our heads and pray for the soul of Troy Donahue, who died at the age of 65 in the year of 2001. And on September 1st, 2008, 1 year, will be the 1 year anniversary of a truly momentous passing. We lost a year ago, come the 1st, the great Jerry Reed, who, try as he might, could not really kick off that great big wave of country funk, but it wasn't for the lack of trying. We do miss you, Jerry, very much.
Yeah, here comes Amos. Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bait and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Mills South and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast to Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Sit down on him, Amos. Yeah, make it count, son. And Jerry did make it count. And he wrote a lot of great songs for a lot of other people, too. He wrote some hits for Elvis and had a very interesting career. And he's gone. And... well, I saved a few birthdays. We didn't get to September 1st, and I'm not going to play any of these people for you, so you can thank me later. On September 1st, we would mark the birthday of Boxcar Willie, Conway Twitty, who we probably should listen to something by. On September 1st, we also celebrate the birth of Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees and Gloria Estefan. And... if we want to break with form a little bit and talk about people that aren't really associated with careers in music, on September 1st in 1938, a guy I consider a real son of a bitch was born, and that's, of course, attorney Alan Dershowitz, who was born on that date. And while we're breaking with form and talking about people that don't have a musical background, it is, you know, it's worth a moment to remember the Lion of the Senate, Teddy Kennedy did leave us this week, and the less said about Chappaquiddick, the better. Okay, and on September 2nd, that song stylist and former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw was born in 1948. And we're about to wind things up on this week's Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in again. It's been a gas, and we will do this again. I'm going to close out the show, as usual, with our closing theme. But before that, we're going to wind things up with one more from Johnny Carter. This is a song he recorded with the Dells and charted for them in 1968. And this is a track called There Is. And after that, we'll wrap things up.
Let me love you.
Okay, so yeah, I was having a little bit of fun. It is true that attorney Alan Dershowitz was born on September 1st, 1938, but so was my father, September 1st, 1938. They share that birth date. And publicly in front of all of you people, I'd like to wish my dad a happy birthday in advance. And with that, it's good night, sweet dreams, and see y'all here next week.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet day, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too.
And don't forget to stay tuned for the rebroadcast if you're so inclined.
Design, prearranged by laws divine. Just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.